Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Hello and welcome back to your Morning Boost. Happy Thursday, everybody out there. We are going to continue this deep dive into the Fitting Five as we do the first week of every month. And some of you may already be doing the math, like, well, Adam, there's only 4 days this week since you didn't have a episode on the holiday. So you're right, we will only get to four of the five. So if you want to get that fifth article, please reach out to us that you get that newsletter. Or you can find it if you go to the AWB Education webpage at www.awbeducation.org, and you can find this under our Media and Productions tab. You will see that newsletter. We produce that for GLS every month, and it is available for you. But today, we are going to tackle a tough but necessary subject, and that is self-reflection as a leader. We're looking at a powerful clip from Jocko Willink that offers some hard truths about taking an honest look in the mirror. We will discuss why true leadership growth begins not with fixing others, but with a relentless examination of our own performance. Get ready for some honest and direct advice that can transform your leadership right after a quick commercial break. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for allowing us to help pay some bills around here with our commercials, and appreciate you joining us again as we dive into the Fitting Five. Like I said, Jocko Willink, by the way, he's a retired U.S. Navy SEAL officer, and he's known for his no excuses approach to leadership. His core message from this work is that there are no bad teams, only bad leaders. And this might be a difficult truth to swallow, but it's also incredibly empowering for school administrators. When something goes wrong, a project falls behind, a teacher is disengaged, or a team isn't performing, the first place to look for answers is within ourselves. It's not about finding fault, it's about finding solutions. So here's how to apply this philosophy to our daily work. This is Willink's signature principle. He says, take extreme ownership. It means accepting complete responsibility for everything that happens under your command. Don't blame your team, a lack of resources, or the school district. Instead, ask yourself, what could I have done differently to prevent this outcome? This mindset shifts you from a passive victim to an active problem solver. When things go wrong, as they inevitably will, his advice is to simply say, good, failed initiative, good. Well, yeah, now we know what not to do the next time. A difficult parent meeting, good. It's an opportunity to practice our communication skills. This reframing turns setbacks into opportunities for growth and improvement. Next thing he talks about is practicing daily self-assessment. Just make a habit of asking yourself tough questions at the end of each day. What was the biggest challenge you faced today? What was your role in it? And what is your plan to improve it? This isn't about beating ourselves up. It's about being honest and strategic. It's about knowing our own weaknesses so that we can build on our strengths. Today's message from Jocko Willink is a powerful one. The ultimate responsibility for success and failure rests on the leader. When we adopt a mindset of extreme ownership and see challenges as opportunities, we empower ourselves to make real, lasting change. This level of self-reflection might feel uncomfortable at first, but it is the key to unlocking our true potential as a school leader and inspiring our team to do the same. As Willink himself said, discipline equals freedom. The discipline to hold yourself accountable gives you the freedom to lead without limits. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Thursday. We'll be back again tomorrow to wrap up this week-long dive into the Fitting Five. Hopefully you've had a great start to this short week, and we will wrap it up tomorrow with another good finish to Friday. But outside of that, again, thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.